This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The USDA prospective plantings report was released yesterday. Corn acreage was up, soybeans were down, and wheat was also down. Yesterday, I talked with Brent Baker of John Stewart & Associates to get an overview of the report.
We basically had two reports out today. The first was the March 1 stocks report. And typically, this is the report that can kind of move the market. But for today, the March 1 estimates basically on corn and soybeans came in right in within range of where most people were estimating them. So the real news, maybe a little slightly lower on the soybeans, but there really wasn't a lot of news on the quarterly stocks. Basically, corn stocks are up 1% from a year ago, and bean stocks are actually up 15% from a year ago. The real news today, and we've got corn down 14 right now and beans up 2 and wheat up 3.5, is the acreage report that was released as well today. Corn was the big surprise. The average estimate for corn acres was 89.972, and corn acreage came in at 93.6, which was just a huge number. Bean acres were slightly lower than the average estimate. The average estimate was 83 million acres, and they came in at 82.2 million acres. Wheat acreage is off considerably as well. Average estimate was 51.7, and it came in at 49.559. Corn acres, the highest we've seen since 2013, and obviously the market taking it to heart. The market was leaning slightly bearish the report, and slightly bullish the beans, and they kind of got what they were looking for. There's going to be some guys out there saying, how can corn acres be that high? But if you look at the eight major crops planted, the total acreage this year is going to be 251.2 million acres versus 251.6 million acres a year ago. So, just a lot of switching, lower wheat, lower milo, higher corn. So the other thing that we're looking at as well now at this point is that if you look at the drought monitor index that's released on Thursday of every week, we haven't had this good of conditions on the drought monitor for the central Midwest since 2002. So we've got huge planted acreage coming up, ideal conditions, obviously a lower board going into it. Right now, you've got beans up and corn lower, and you got wheat up as well. Right now, the market is basically trading intermarkets where guys are selling corn, buying beans, selling corn, buying wheat, and that's probably going to go on for a little bit, at least here today and tomorrow, and then we'll start trading technicals and fundamentals, and going forward from there, the focus is really going to be on those Monday weekly planting progress numbers. So that's about where we stand right now.
Seeing these reports and looking into 2016, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but with the corn acres up right now, the trend is certainly to have those prices be lower. Think we're going to see a whole lot of movement in the markets, or is it going to be pretty much what we've seen for a while now?
Well, like I said, we're going to watch these weekly progress reports. If we're at a decent pace of planting progress, we're going to continue to probably move lower on corn. I would just kind of looking at our models, we could potentially see a low of 325 for December corn based on this type of acreage number. Maybe the only good thing is that there's not a lot of corn in the ground. I know there's a few guys around here that have some corn in the ground, but for the most part, there's still not a lot of corn in the ground, so maybe there may be some acreage switching decisions. But for the most part, if we have a timely planting progress reports, then we will continue to erode these prices.
And once again, that was Brent Baker of John Stewart & Associates in St. Louis. Taking a look now at individual state numbers, Illinois corn growers intend to plant 12.1 million acres in 2016. That's up 3% from last year. Soybean planted area is expected to total 10 million acres, up 2% from last year. sorghum planted area is expected to total 25,000 acres, down 34% from 2015. Winter wheat area seeded last fall is estimated at 560,000 acres, which is up 4% from last year. Area planted to oats is expected to total 30,000 acres, down 25%. Producers also intend to harvest 480,000 acres of all types of hay in 2016, which is down 2% from last year. In other news, Arcadia Biosciences, Inc., which is an agricultural technology company, and Beck's Hybrids, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the U.S., has announced a collaboration to bring high-value yield and stress traits to the market in corn. The collaboration leverages Arcadia's abiotic stress traits and Beck's leadership in breeding, commercial seed production, marketing, and sales. Under the agreement, Arcadia and Beck's will jointly invest in commercial development of abiotic stress and yield traits, and both companies will share in the commercial value of the resulting products. The collaboration will focus on commercializing traits that improve yield, nutrient efficiency, and stress tolerance under various environmental conditions. And that's all we have this morning for your farm show. I'm Katie Bowles.